We're going to start with the Mishnah. I don't know if we got past the Mishnah today, but in case you didn't get so far in the Gemara, at least hopefully you saw the Mishnah.
Yeah.
You could ask it, then we'll decide.
Okay. So, what if there was a salad and accidentally somebody took the pepper spice that grinds and did one grind another member and put it away?
Huh.
Is there any room to be matir eating the salad?
You couldn't just remove the part that was it.
Right. Because this pepper is like flaky.
So what do you say?
I said that I don't think that the Rashba is here because the Rivash, because it's a clear miyuchad lekara. And I wasn't sure if it's Bashish and Mashiach, I didn't remember, but even if it was, it's still studied for the time.
Okay, good.
So we have
the Grah. No, they were Shogeg.
They were Shogeg. So you could eat even on Shabbos?
I think so.
Right.
The question is, do you want
Shogeg
to
eat on Shabbos? Should we eat on Shabbos? Should we eat on Shabbos?
Because that's the way we paskin. It's how do you paskin among the machlokas tanaim? Mishnah Berurah brings down the gra. He says b'shas atzorech. No, I'll check.
So what would define the shas atzorech?
So that's the question. If your meal was the salad,
your meal wasn't the salad.
So probably then the Mishnah Berurah sounds like would be machmir. The question is, you're saying, are there any other?
So I wasn't sure when the Rivash says that we don't rely on the Rashba by a Klem Yuchel Tchina. Is that on meaning? And the Rashba wasn't. I mean, was the Rashba not saying it by a Klem Yuchel Tchina?
I think that's what the Rivash and the Magen Avraham
say. So even the Rashba would say this is the Raisa.
That's what they say. I think right. So. You have to think about it. Okay, gave us what to think about. So everyone said we have to look back, but. Perhaps if there's a direction to go there, plus the gra, then maybe there's what to think about. Oh, okay, good, excellent. Okay, masnisin. So we'll talk about first the getter, the malacha, and the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Tana Kama. The question that they have is whether the malacha is kosev or roshin. So what are they arguing about? According to Rashi, it sounds like, according to the Tana Kama, the Av is Ksivas Haosios. That's talk what they did in the Mishkan, as Rashi and Ein Gimel Aleph says. They were Roshman al Krashi a Mishkan Leid Ez Ben Zugo, and they were Kosev Os Bezu. And therefore, if you're Kosev Shtei Rishimos, you made etchings or scratches or something like that to indicate the order of the Krashim, then, that's not what they did, and therefore you wouldn't be Chayav for such a thing. That's not kosev. And the pashtus is, according to Chanan, etchings of that sort wouldn't even be a tolda. And Rabbi Yossi says, no. What did they do in the Mishkan? The simplest understanding is probably they did these etchings. They wrote lines or something like that. That's how they knew which was Ben Zugo. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, the malacha is roshim. Or alternatively, we could suggest that Rabbi Yossi says, even if they wrote letters, it wasn't letters, off letters, it could just have easily have been etchings, lines, something like that. What happened historically isn't relevant. What's relevant is what was needed. Letters serve no other purpose than Rishimos, and therefore the gather of the Malacha is Rishimos. What they did is Maidave Have, in which case you could then start thinking, okay, so what did the Tana Kama think? Was it because Rishimos weren't Chayav? Is it more Mishkan focused? Interesting question. Akopanim, what comes out is that according to the Chachamim, L'chore, you're Pater for Roshim. That's a Nafgamina. There are additional Nafgaminas between them, like the small, but the primary Nafgamina, according to Rashi, is are you Chayav for Roshim? That's the way Rashi sets up the Mishnah. If you look at the Perush Mishnayos, and this also comes up from the Yad HaChazaka, you see that the Rambam disagrees. Because the Rambam writes that Roshim is also Chayav for the Tana Kama, it's just Midin Tolda. In other words, according to the Tana Kama, Roshim is a Tolda, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's an Av. The Rambam, therefore, paskins in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, Roshim told us Kosefu, and you are Chayav, even on a Roshim, Rishamim, Bitzuros, Bekosel, or probably a better girsa is the Teimani girsa Bekochel, Kochel, Uvesheshar, Ukiyotze Bahen, Keder Shatayan Roshman, Areza Chayev, Mishram Kosev. How is it a tolda? Interesting, Shaila. In other words, in what way is Roshem, let's give the example of the Rambam. Roshem, according to Rambam, somebody goes to a wall or something like that and makes swiggly lines, nice decorative swiggly lines. So in what way is that a tolda of Kosev? Now this might force us to get to what's the definition of the Malachas.
Rabbi said it was swiggly lines, maybe it was a bird.
Well, so he doesn't, Rambam writes, Rishamim v'tzuros, kochel, kosel, v'sheisha kiyotze, bahen, kedach shashem roshmen. So, Rishamim v'tzuros, you're saying, are dafka birds and mountains?
I don't know. I thought that it was some, there was a picture of source. Like, I can make a swiggly line. You don't need a sign.
Okay,
sorry, I can make a swiggly line.
Oh, so, well, it depends what kind of swiggly lines. I could also make a picture of a bird.
Right.
So, so I would think, though it's possible, I wouldn't think that's the pashtus in the Rambam, Rishamim v'tzuros. Tzuros maybe, but what are Rishamim, and how are Rishamim different than Tzuros?
Right.
So to me, it sounds like decorative artwork. So in what way is that a tolda? So this actually brings us back to an interesting question we had at the very beginning of the year. We talked about what is a toldo. We saw that Kalkelas HaShabbos has a very interesting theory. He says there's two types of toldos. One type is an act which is similar in the toeles, or the totsa, but different in the maisa, like zoreya, so maybe watering, something like that. And that might be all or the vast majority of toldos that we've considered thus far. However, he also said you could have a different one, something that's similar to Maisa, but different in the Totsa or Toeles or the like, different in the purpose. We may or may not have seen some examples of that throughout the year. We've considered it a couple times, but maybe that's what it is. In other words, here, what is the goal of Kosev? The goal of Kosev, well, let's think about it. One possibility is the goal of Kosev is to convey meaning. In which case, swiggly lines and beautiful decoration. When you say swiggly lines, you're saying it sounds too much like beautiful swiggly lines, right? So in terms of the goal, there's no information being conveyed. But if you say, but the mice is very similar. At the end of the day, you know, it's the same pen, the same paintbrush. Letters are also shapes. They're just shapes that happen to convey meaning. So that's one possibility. Another possibility is, no, maybe we shouldn't define the malacha as conveying meaning. Maybe it's about making things. And therefore, this is also a thing. Or maybe we could say, like you were suggesting, that these also convey meaning in some type of abstract way. That would be...
Why do you need two letters? It's just about making a thing.
Oh, so then we have to go to the shear. Good. So that, we'll get back to that in a moment, but maybe that goes back to how we know the shear is two letters, right? How do you know the shear is two letters? What's the makor for two letters? So you're assuming that the answer is that because two letters is the most minimal unit that conveys meaning, because in Hebrew there's no such thing as one letter words, right? So you were giving one explanation for the shear, and that would suggest that, and then we might have to take a much more creative interpretation in terms of why this is a tolda. You gave a different answer. You gave Rashi's answer. Rashi says, why is the shear two letters? Because that's what they did in the Mishkan. Now raises another interesting question, which is, why do you need good? Why are we turning to the Mishkan for Shir? We don't usually turn to Mishkan for Shir. Okay. Tosis at the beginning of Habona, we skipped the beginning of Habona, says, well, when it's not obvious that there should be any significance to a tiny amount, that's why we turn to the Mishkan. Maybe here, interesting question. But one way or the other, that could be the debate between these two possibilities. But if you look at Rosh at the shear of two letters is not a conceptual shear, but just Dumya de Mishkan. So then you don't have a raya. If you say your way, you do. Good. So that might be al daka b'china. You know, another interesting related question, we'll get back to this a little later, but what do you need to be chayiv mishum roshim, according to the Rambam? Take a picture with your camera. And what's on the film? This is where the post can talk about it. There used to be a thing called film, right? So on the film, there's nothing, it makes some type of imprint, but it's not like you could see the picture. Okay, maybe a Polaroid camera, you would be chayiv. But what about or an X-ray or the like, you know? So we're going to get back to these practical questions, but they sort of bring up this point. Al kol panim, according to the Rambam, what's the pshat in the machlokas? Reb Yossi holds they're both avos, and the chachamim hold no. Kosev is the av, and roshem is a toldah. So what's the nafka mina for chayiv either way for roshem? The Rambam in the Perush Mishnah says something fascinating. He says the nafka mina is that if you write four letters, and the lashon of the Mishnah, according to Rambam, is actually very medrash for Rambam, right? Reb Yossi says, what's the lashon? Reb Yossi Omer, so Reb Yossi says, I'm Reb Yossi, lo chivu shtei osios al mishum roshim. So if you make shtei osios, then you're chayv mishum roshim. So says, but if it's more than shtei osios, then you're chayv mishum kosev. So let's say write four letters. According to Reb Yossi, you're chayv shtayim. The first two letters, you're chayv mishum roshim. And then the next two letters, you're chayv mishum kosev. You'd be shtei chatos. According to Chachamim, you've done an av and a tolda, bel nachad yachayev chatasachas. That is the machlokas. Wow. So, first of all, you have a parenthetical question. So does that mean Reb Yossi holds there are 40 machos? Maybe. Chassam Sofer has a kinet. She says no, because Reb Yossi is the shita who holds that havara is lelav yatasach. Ah, so he also has 39. He needs to come up with an extra malacha. Maybe that's even why he does this. Or the Ora Sameach says, well, you were actually alluding to, I think, that Misartate is a tolda of Roshim, according to Reb Yossi, which is interesting, the placement of the Rambam of Misartate. One way or the other, that's what the Rambam says. The nafka mina between Reb Yossi and Chachamim is, how many chatos will you be chayav if you write a word, two or one? Now, very strange concept. Why, according to Reb Yossi, you chayav shtayim? You didn't do roshem at all. You just did ksiva, right? I wrote a word. Where's the two things? The Menachas Chinuch asks this. Menachas Chinuch says, I don't understand what the Rambam is talking about. So the Divrei Yechezkel, which I put in the Makoshit, says like this. If you read the Rambam carefully, what does he say? I'll read you the lashon of the Rambam. That Hayosom Mishum Kosev, Om Mishum Roshim, that's a nafkamina between Reb Yosef and Chachamim, Kiladasa, Omer Mishum Kosev, meaning the Tanakama, Yischayev, Al Beis Osios, Kshakasav, Ksiva, Beshabis, Beshogeg, Dachar Kain, Kasav Beis Osios, Behalanachad, Enochayev, Ela, Chatas, Achas, Lefi, Shimalacha, Achas, the Omer Mishum Roshim, Mone Roshim, Melachos, Belachos, Yischayev time. So the Rambam doesn't say just wrote two letters and then two letters. It's not like you wrote four random letters. The first one was ksiva, right? Kshakasav ksiva b'shabes b'shogeg, v'achar kein kasav beis osios. So he says like this, what's the pshat? Beis osios means two letters that have no meaning. So the first time you did kosev, that's two letters that have a meaning, like nun ches or shin mem. And then you wrote two more letters. So therefore, you're chayav. You either done, according to the Chachamim, you're chayav achas, you did the av, and then the tolda. And then, according to Reb Yossi, you know, you did two avos. That's the way he interprets this Rambam. That works, I think, in the Perush Mishnayos. Might be a little harder to say in the Mishnah Torah, because in the Mishnah Torah, at the very beginning, he writes, HaKosei Shtei Osios Chayav. presumably because of Kosev, and that's any two letters. Now, it is true that the Rambam doesn't always mechayv you for two letters, like Aleph Aleph for the Rambam is Pater, you know, it's two letters, but still, it sounds like two letters, at least different letters, are chayv for the Rambam, and it's Mishim Kosev. And he only brings up Roshem almost at the very end of the parak. So, even if we say that's the pshat in the Perusha Mishnayos, and I do think it might be the easiest way to read the Perusha Mishnayos, not so pashut to say in the Mishnah Torah. Could be. So that's what I think is going to be the easier derech to go, exactly what you're suggesting, which is that yes, Roshem is chai for the Rabban and the Din Toldo, but the Roshem of the Chachamim isn't necessarily the same as the Roshem of Rabbi Yossi. And that's why we're going to see, we'll see numerous manifestations of this, and to some degree this is the machlokas between the Magen Mishnah and the Bir Halacha, but that is why, for example, the Rambam, even though he says you're chai mishim Roshem, says you're potter for small, and the like. And in fact, the most extreme, and I will spell this out more in a minute, but the most extreme manifestation of that is the examples that the Rambam gives for Roshem in Mishnah Torah, which is the pictures or the swigglies or whatever it is. That doesn't seem to be Rabbi Yossi's Roshem, seemingly. So we'll see how far to go with that. But that's going to be perhaps the direction to go, which is that maybe the Roshem, which is a tolda for the Chachamim, isn't the same Roshem that is an alternative of for Rabbi Yossi. Good. So let's talk about the nafkaminas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, and these nafkaminas will, I think, bring out these points. So again, what the first nafkamina the Rambam says is whether you chayv one or two. Rashi says the nafkamina is if you're Roshem Rishimos, according to Tanakhama, you're Pater because you need nafka Osios, and according to Rabbi Yossi, you would be chayev. Another nafkamina in the Gemara is if you're kosev b'smol, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're chayev, even though you're writing letters, so l'chorot shelo kedarko, because l'gabe roshem, it is kedarko, and according to Chami Yerpater, now let's say I write a book. This is the way Rashi reads the Gemara. Start with that, at least. Right, I write a whole book with my left hand and I'm a righty. So Pater for the Chachamim, Chai for Rabbi Yossi. Now, first of all, this is yet another place where we see a Yesod that we talked about in Meleches Gozes. If you remember, we talked about Gozes, the following point, at least that the Ramban made over there. Ramban is on Ayin Dalet on the base. So if you remember over there, the Ramban learned that, this is how we read the Gemara Bechoros, a nafkamina, remember there's a debate over there whether Tolish is chayv mishum gozes or not mishum gozes. The way the Ramban read it, not Tosfos, is Tolish, if you pluck out feathers or wool or whatever it is that aser alts gozes or is it aser alts okadamigdulo alts kotzer? What's a nafkamina? If it's a shinoi. If you hold that it's Mishum Gozes, so you're Pater. That's the conclusion of the Gemara of the Bechoros, where you're allowed to pull out the feathers from the neck to do the Shechita. Why? Because it's very abnormal to pluck out, let's say, wool, right? You don't torture your sheep when you want some wool. You shear it, you cut it. But if you say it's because Okadabi Dulo, so then it's normal, right? If you pluck apples, it's very normal. So we pointed out, said, this is really strange, because L'chora, what do we mean when we talk about shinui klachariyad? We mean you do this activity in a normal way. The normal way to do this activity is X, and you're doing it Y. So who cares whether it's an av of a tolda of gozes or kotzer? Why is that relevant? But the Ramban says, no, you see, it is relevant. In other words, we look at not the activity that you do, but the machai for that activity. And we say, is this an unusual way to do that? We look at the source. So if Tolesh is Mishum Gozes, that this is an unusual way to do Tolesh, an unusual way to do Gozes, and you'd be Pater al Shinoi. So that's really what the Gemara is saying over here. It is definitely an abnormal activity to write a book with your left hand. But it's normal to make Rishamim with your left hand, right? Because Rishonim don't have to be precise. You know, if you're building your sukkah and you want to like put the planks in the right order, you know, if you, whatever's closer, if your left hand is closer, you'll make the markings with your left hand. If your right hand is closer, you'll make it with your right hand. It's normal. But still abnormal to write a book. Doesn't matter. If the mechayev is mishum roshem, you're chayev. If it's mishum kosev, you're pater, right? So what this tells us, again, another example, is that when trying to determine whether something is a shinoi or not, you can't just look at this activity. You have to look at what melacha it is and then figure that out. You know, a lot of times this is actually very interesting and complex when we talk about different types of shinuyim, like for chola, you know, if it's chola sheyesh bo sakana, so then stakes are a little lower because really you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, we're just trying to be b'mai. But still, it's an interesting question, you know, talking about using, you know, what's a shinoi for your phone and things like that. So this is a very interesting point. That's l'chaira, what comes out for the, at least out of Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. The question is, how does Rambam understand this? Because according to Rambam, again, Roshem is a tolda, even according to Tanakhama. Yet, clearly, from the Rambam, you're potter for small. So how do we understand this? So one possibility is what the Minchas Chanuch suggests. He says, you know what? It's true, Roshem is a tolda, but the tolda can't be more chamor than the av. So if the av has to be a min, so the tolda can't be more chamor. In other words, he basically accepts the hanachos of Rashi. Oh, geshmak. Yeah. Geshmak. So this is a great chat, except it's certainly against Rabbi Avraham and Rambam, just to remind the chevra, why the Rambam says, like Rabbi Avraham says, the Rambam, as we know, says, let's say milking. Milking is a tolda of dash, but you're chaya for non-gidulei karka. Even though the av of disha and disha do the karka. So if you learn like Rabbi Rambam, then you definitely couldn't say like the Minchas Chanuch. Okay, so we have another pshat. Again, that's not the only pshat. The Magen Mishnah read the Rambam that way. So we had a lot of evidence for that remarkable theory. But if you learn like Rabbi Rambam, so we'll need a different pshat. So another pshat, another possibility is, so let's, and another possibility is like this. Maybe, and this is what the Divrei Yechezkel says, the famous Shtikul Torah, he says like this, that according to the Rambam, Taka you'll be chayef for Roshim b'smalo. And when the Rambam says you're pater by small, what's he talking about? Kosev. So if you're kosev b'smalo, you're pater. If you're Roshim b'smalo, you're chayef. Very difficult in the Lashon of the Rambam, because then when he talks about Roshim, he should have mentioned this very important exception, that if you're Roshim b'smol, you are chayef. So, and especially when you combine this with the point that Roshem in the Mishnah Torah is not seem to be like just, you know, etchings like Rashi describes that would allow you to know the order of the Krushim, but it's artwork. If anything, it needs, you know, more likely, you know, you're writing, okay, you can get away with the wrong hand. But you can't, you definitely can't make, you know, beautiful artwork if you use the wrong hand. So this would be further evidence for the idea that Yeshua brought up, which is that maybe the roshem of the chachamim, in other words, this whole shakra v'tar we've been having is still going with the simple assumption that the roshem of the chachamim is the same as roshem of Rabbi Yossi. It's just it's a tolda. If we say it's a totally different thing, the roshem of Rabbi Yossi is rejected. But there's a different type of roshem, which is a tolda called chachamim. You still have to figure out, first of all, how the Rambam knew that. We'll consider an answer in a moment. Also, probably saying that does mean that he was somewhat closer from his interpretation in the Parish of Mishnayos. But that would help you. And this l'chora is more or less a machlokes between the Magid Mishnah and the Bir Halacha, this very point. The Magid Mishnah sounds like, well, this the original assumption that it's really the same Roshem, Right? I'll read you a little bit from the Magen Mishnah. Pirsh Rabbeinu, Pirsh Mishnah. He first of all quotes the Pirsh Mishnah. Shaladas Rabbi Yosi, Shadas Rabbi Yosi, Hisha Roshim. Who of Bifnei Atmo, Ksivash Deos, Yos Bilvad, who Mishim Roshim, Lofish Kacha Yosim Mishkan, Beinoch Kamosa al Tolda, Toldas Hakosev, who. And again, you look at Moholder Achader, he's simply saying that it's a Tolda. According to the Bir Alacha, this is in Shin Mem Sif Hei. He has a number of Diyukim, some of which we've already mentioned. Again, most prominently, that the examples of the Rambam gives of Roshim are very different, and therefore, therefore it's very pashut why you're going to be potter for small, according to the Rambam. Oh. Now, another kasha he asks is if the Magen Mishnah is right, so then why would the Rambam say if you write two alfin, you're potter? Aleph is potter for the Rambam. Simply, as well, though Rashi disagrees. Why isn't that at the very least Roshim, right? If you hold that Rabbi Yossi's Av is a Tolda for the Chachamim, that should be Roshim. If you learn that, no, Roshim is, I mean, maybe if you decorate your wall with beautiful Alfin, then you would be high about Roshim. But if you just write Aleph, like, on your page or on your Krashim or something like that, you're not going to be potter, you're not going to be chai for Roshim. Maybe the Magen Mishnah would say no. You'd be chai for Shtei Alfin if you were mechavin for Roshim. But if you're mechavin for Kosev, that is, if you took the way you were going to mark your crushing was through Aleph, or that base, or something like that, then yeah, okay, you're mechanami. You're mechavin for Roshim, you'd be chai for Aleph. And the Rambam says you're potter for Roshim. Your potter for Aleph is because you're trying to do Kosev, and then Alts Kosev, it's meaningless. It's actually, you see a similar thing like this. I do, whether it's the Pshat Rambam or not, but Rashi and Sanhedrin says something like this. Rashi and Sanhedrin, Samach Beis Amid Aleph, Dim Maschil Achas Shehihena. And you might notice it, at least I did, if you have like the Mosif Rashis on the margin of your page. So he writes like this. He says that even according to Rabbi Yossi, that base ritos is a melacha. If you wrote, let's say, nun pei from Naphtali, you're potter. Because why? He says, Srita adifa dechazi lemilse. You don't need to write letters. An etching that's being used as an etching does the job. But if you're writing letters and you write nun pei, then it's worthless. In other words, even though so far, all the nafkaminas that we've seen that are explicit in the Gemara and that we've considered always assume that Rabbi Yossi is going to be more expansive. There's going to be things that are potter for the Chachamim Chayv according to Rabbi Yossi. But it also could be fakert. That might be the view of Rashi. Anyway, but maybe the Rambam would say, to defend the Magen Mishnah, what did Aleph as Ksiva is garnished. You want to, if you're Mechafin for Rishima, then yeah, and for now you'd be chai for Aleph. A raya for the Magen Mishnah pshat, which also happens to be the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Avram Shin Chav Gimel Hey, I think is from the following Rambam. This is Rambam Perek Chav Dalet Halacha Yudalet. Rambam writes like this: this is by the Derabbanans. The Ein Asrin Asah Behema Gzeira Shema Yershom Besikra. So you can't take miser on Shabbos. Why? Because how did they take miser? Every 10th animal that would go through, they would put a red paint on it, and that would be marked. And what is that considered? Roshim. Gzei Roshema Yerashim Yershom B'Sikra. Now, from the Gemara, it's not a raya. The Gemara, for example, Tosus and Chagiga Chazmet Aleph says the Pshat is because of Tzoveya. But the Rambam seems like the Gzeira is Atu Roshim. You could say Gzeir Hashem Yershom B'Sikra, and even though he says the word Yershom, he doesn't mean the Malacha or the Isser D'Orais of Roshim, he means Tzoveya. But, and maybe that's what the B'Yar Lacha would have to say, but I think the easier read is, the Rambam says it's an Isser D'Orais of Roshim, so when he says Gzeir Hashem Yershom B'Sikra, it sounds like the D'Orais of Roshim. Now, that, if you learn like the Magid Mishnah. So then that's great. It makes perfect sense why there would be Nisa Deraisa Roshim there. If you think, like the Bir Halacha, that Roshim for the Rambam is artistic designs, it's not at all obvious that that would be a violation of Nisa Deraisa Roshim. So might be, even though a strong case could be made for the Bir Halacha's Pshat, there might be some counter evidence as well. Another interesting question from the Mishnah, which will relate to this as well, is how do you translate Samanios in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if you write Shtei Samanios, you're chayv. What does that mean? Take a look at the Rambam, I mean the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi says, you know, this is also nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and Tanna Kamma. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're chayv on Shtei Samanios. And the Mishnah is actually cooler Rabbi Yossi. It's a nafkamina. So let's stop for a moment and ask, well, what does Samanios mean? So Rashi says, you know what Samanios means? It means two different ink types, like you wrote the letter Aleph with red and the letter Beis with black. That's what it means. And if you look at Tagos HaBach, he says, well, actually, according to Rashi, we should be going Samanios, not Samanios, Samanios, like Samanim, dyes, colors, etc. The Rashba says it's actually why? Because then this Mishnah belongs in the next Mishnah. Later on, the Mishnah talks about different types of inks, different colors. So if we're talking about different colors, so the Mishnah belongs over there. I don't know if that's a pircha. Rashi could say no. Later on, we discussed this, that point of what inks you could be chayv on, and taka you're chayv on different colored inks, as long as they're permanent. But here we're talking about tziruf. You might have thought that red ink and black ink don't relate to each other. And that's really the topic of our first Mishnah, the tziruf of the shir. So it does belong in our Mishnah. Okay. Anyway, according to Rashi, though, I think the Yerushalmi doesn't make any sense. Or to put it differently, Rashi's certainly not learning like the Yerushalmi, because there's no reason why this would be a nafkamina if you learn like Rashi. Now, that's not so shter, because anyway, the Bavli is against Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, as we mentioned, thinks that the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, and the Bavli thinks, no, it's Machlokas in the Mishnah. Anyway, generally, you know, Rashi's not so much Messiaches to Yerushalmi. It's very rarely does Rashi quote Yerushalmi, come on, never. Even though we saw he might be referring to Yerushalmi when we did Shochet, but even then, he doesn't quote it. Anyway, so...
But he learned
that
from his rabbi, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't him, though.
Exactly. No, correct. That might be correct. Right. Exactly. So, and the other places that he quotes Yerushalmi's, I think he also quotes it from his rabbi.
What's the shot? He didn't learn Yerushalmi.
That's an interesting shayla. That, not for now. I've heard theories, different theories, but one way or the other. So back to here. So, okay, so new that it's a kasha. But for the Rambam, Rambam certainly was into Yerushalmis. And the Yerushalmi makes a lot of sense according to the Rambam. Why? Because the pshat is that if we're talking about Samanios, what does the Rambam say? It means Simanim. Not Samimanim. Simanim. That's what the Mishnah says. Ah, so Simanim should be a nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. If you hold Kosev is Mishum Roshim, so then you don't need letters. If you hold this Mishum Kosev, you do. So first of all, so that's okay. That's very good. And we understand why, you know, it's Rashi and Rambam, Lashitaso. Rambam, Rashi's understanding of what the understanding of Rabbi Yossi would preclude his reading of the Mishnah. And even according to the Rambam, it might be a machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi about how to teach the Mishnah, but not necessarily, whether the Mishnah is cool or Rabbi Yossi or machlokas, but not what the word means. The word Samanios means a simon. It means a simon. Fine. What type of simon are we talking about in the Mishnah? So if you look at the Perush Mishnayos, he gives an example, like the letter Aleph means one, the letter Beis means two. So, you know, if I wrote a Yud Beis to mean 12, am I chayev? Am I chayev? And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that you are. The Magid Mishnah, Perek Yud Aleph, says another example of Simanim, would be nunim hafuchim. Now that you wrote a letter, but not to serve as a letter, to serve as a simon. And that sort of sounds that way a little bit from the Rambam's Lashon and Mishnah Torah. That kosev b'chol ksav u'v'chol lashon chayev v'afilu mishnei simanios. That is, what's the afilu? Not only if you write, you know, an aleph or an a or even a symbol, you are chayev. And this is the pshat also, this idea of nunim hafuchim, I think, comes from Rav Haigon. Rashi quotes from Rav Haigon. Oh. So this is similar to what Rabbi Yossi says, Yofam Shem Roshi. Now, again, according to the Yushalmi, it's a nafkamina. According to the Bavli, it wouldn't be a nafkamina. According to the Bir Halacha's understanding, you might have to say dafka, nunim hafuchim, but not a random symbol. So, okay, that's another potential nafkamina. Yushalmi definitely is closer to the Bavli. I was wondering, if you learn like the Rambam, so would you be chayev with other simanim that aren't letters? Let's say you learn, either way. Like what I never knew what the thing, when people make the number sign next to what's called a hashtag. So I don't know exactly what that stands for yet. I haven't figured it out. But like if you write, you know, hashtag, the number symbol, I don't know, in another letter. Be chayev for the Rambam or not? Is that a simon? Does the Rambam think it needs to be a letter? Or some symbol that isn't a letter. You could say, according to the Rambam, you'd be chayev, whether it's Mishum Kosev or Mishum Roshim, Kol Pachos, at least if you learn like the Magad Mishnah. So that could be another nafkamina. According to the other Rishonim, you could say you're Pater. Maybe you would still say you're chayev, because you'd say it's Lo Gara from another Lashon. In other words, if you look at a letter, it's just a symbol. It's not clear. Is a letter a symbol or is a letter a pronunciation? According to Rabbeinu Yoel, we'll talk about that in a minute, or maybe we won't, but Rabbeinu Yoel, who says you're not chayv in other languages, then one would think you're certainly pater in this case. So, fine. So let's talk about another nafkamina. So, Shem Mishimon. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you wrote Shem Mem, from Shimon, you're chayv. According to Tanakhama, even if you write Gag from Gagin, you are chayev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you are pater. What's the difference? In other words, once you say you're chayev for a half a word that is a word, half of your intended word that happens to also be a word, so why is the fact that it's one letter, the same letter, relevant? Maybe you'll say, okay, it's Tarti L'Reisa, number one, is I didn't do what I wanted to do. Okay, if I meant to write Gag, I would be chayev, but I meant to write Gagim. And two is that it's the same letter, it's not Shtei Shemos. And the truth is, like we said before, according to Rambam at the very least, you see the chisaron of repeating the same letter. Aleph Aleph is Pater. Rashi says you're chayev, but even Rashi might say it's Machokas Tanayim, because he has to read the Gemara. So what's the pshat? In other words, this really, especially for the Rambam, gets back to the complexity of what the Malacha is. Why is there more chashivas to two different letters? And again, you know, is it about writing letters? Is it about conveying meaning? Why is two letters better? Is it because of Dumya Dimishka? Sarchian. We'll try to suggest an answer in a moment. But let's talk a little bit more about what this shear of two letters is. So the Mishnah tells us two things. Number one is a shear is two letters. Number two is they have to be negim zegzeh. In other words, if I write one letter on that wall and one letter on this wall, since they don't relate to each other, I'm pater. And even though I could rip out the wall, that's mechusar ma'isa, so I am pater. Oh. And we said, what's the source for this idea that you need two letters? So we had two possibilities. Either the conceptual point that minimally a word, and Lashon HaKodesh has to be two letters. There's no word shorter than two letters. Or, like you were saying, Damya D'Mishkan. I guess you could consider a third option, that it's sometimes Halacha Moshe Sinai, but generally we've seen that Shiurim and Shabbos are not Halacha Moshe Sinai. They are derived independently. So, could be an afkamina between your two pshatim, would be Lagabe Chatzi Shir. I saw in the Mishnah Berurah with the Ha'aros of Rav Avigdor Nevenzahl. So he says, that's an afkamina. Is it, are you chayev if you write one letter, midin chatzi shir? Why? If you're going to say like you, so then it's a chatzi shir. Okay, the Mishkan they did two, I did one. If you're going to say like you, so maybe it's meaningless. It's like a chatzi melacha. I just write the letter aleph or beis or gimel, right? It's not like a half a meaning.
It's still chazal
through beis. So this is a great, exactly. So he says, so this will depend on the gather of chatzi shir, and what's pshat chazi let's do face. Chazi let's do face a simen or a siba. In other words, if you're going to say anything that's chazi let's do is aser midorais mishum chatzi shir, so then you're right, it wouldn't be an afkamina. If you're going to say no, chazi let's do is a simen, so here you didn't do anything, it's garnished, 0 plus 0. So then he says maybe another nafkamina, the gishmak, would be in English. We do have words that are one letter, like A or I. What's going to be the din? Are you going to be chayev for one letter or not? And that really brings us to the shaila of netrikun, which we don't have time, I guess, to get into now. But the Mishnah, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, what's machlokas between Shuvim Seira and the Chachamim? What's the din by netrikun? If you write Aleph, and there's a netrikun. So what is netrikun? So Rashi says it means that you wrote, let's say, a single letter with a chipchik, some type of simon that tells you that this is netrikun. Or the Rambam also, at least if you look at the Frankel edition, you have to look, it's an aleph with like a dot on top of it or underneath it or something like that, something that tells you that it's a netrikun. So what would you say then? Would A or I be a nafkamina? Maybe that's the machlokas. According to Rav Yehuda ben Seira, this shir is a word. According to Chachamim, this shir is two letters. So then another nafkamina would be I or A. Or maybe, no. You still need two things. Even according to Rav Yehuda ben Seira, it's the aleph plus the chupchik. And therefore, if A is a word, even though it doesn't have the chupchik on it, you still need two things. Right? What's the pshat? What's the pshat? What's the din, according to Rabbanan, if you wrote Aleph, Aleph, Chuk, Chuk, let's take with the Rambam that Aleph, Aleph is Pater. Would you be Chayev? You know, Yashar, right? So it's two words, Taka, and it's two, not just one. Would they be saying you're Chayev or you're Pater, right? If you look at Tosfos, Dimaslo Bilgil Turi, he says you're Pater for the Rambam, according for the Rabban, and according to that, you need two or three letters to be Nutrikun, according that are different ones, different letters. And according to the Ritva over there, the Rav on the Mishnah says, you're chayev, right? All right, we're out of time. Well, the chipchik on its own would be roshein, but the question is the letter in conjunction with the chipchik. Okay, I guess we're out of time. I really, again, I'm sorry we started late. Be'ezus Hashem, we will pick up with some of the more practical things, I guess, next time. Maybe we'll have a little more of this hakdama and yanim.
You know, in some of this observe, they have that, like the
alakala. Oh, I saw.